Good evening, everyone. So I will go ahead and call this meeting to order. Can we get the reading of the mission statement and the land acknowledgement? Mission statement, Ms. June Rogers, would you read that? And land acknowledgement, Erica, will you read that? Oh, no, you do the mission statement, and then Erica will read the land acknowledgement.
Oh, okay. I thought we did the other way before. Let me see. Is my mic on? Yes, it is. The city of Fairbanks recognizes that our community is a diverse one with wide variety of ethnic backgrounds, cultures, beliefs, and orientations, and recognizes this diversity as an asset and resource for our community. The establishment of a Fairbanks Diversity Council can provide the City Council and Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly with advice and recommendation to promote equal opportunity for all members of the public.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We respectfully acknowledge the Diné people upon whose traditional lands we reside. We honor the Diné who have been the stewards of interior lands and waters for centuries, the elders who lived here before, the Diné people of today and future generations to come. We also recognize that Alaska Native people would traditionally gather here and harvest Native foods.
Okay, thank you. We'll do roll call now.
Lonnie Marnie.
I'm here.
Jake Merritt.
I'm here.
Mindy O'Neill.
Here.
Erica Dillard.
Present.
June Rogers.
Here.
Juanita Webb.
Here.
Thank you. Terry Norman.
Here.
Dorothy Shockley is not present this evening. Karen Blackburn.
Here.
Herb Butler. Here. Deidre Hamilton. I don't see her either. We do have a quorum.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, let's move on to the Pledge of Allegiance. With everyone, please stand. And go. Now moving on to approval of the agenda, but before we approve the agenda, we wanted to just make one change to discuss the new business before we move to the unfinished business. So if we could swap those out, the order. Any objections, anyone? No? Okay.
Karen, I apologize. It's Juanita. Can I add one thing as well?
Yes.
The race for racism, or race against racism.
All right, can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Okay, and a second?
I second.
Any objections? Okay. Moving on to approval of the previous minutes from our regular meeting of October 14th, 2005, or 2025, I'm sorry, going back. 20 years.
I'd like to make a motion that we accept the minutes as presented.
Okay. Can I get a second? Any objections? Moving on. So now is the time for citizen comments. We're limited to 3 minutes. I do see one in the audience, did you have any comments? No comments. Okay, so moving on to report. Oh, go ahead.
Can we ask a question?
Sure.
Yes. I said hello to you earlier, but I would just like to know how you came to attend tonight. You knew someone on the committee, or did you hear about it, or whatnot? Because it's a real important consideration, I think, that we all.
My name is Kelly Lossay, and I'm the Employment Opportunity Specialist for the borough. And so I'm going to make it. I've never attended a session.
That's wonderful. I think we can really use your perspective. So it's great to see you here. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Ms. Rogers. Okay. So now, report from the chair. So I met with our new mayor and also Jake and Danny, and we were just having a little discussion about how important it is for the mayor to be in attendance at our meetings and how we have kind of lacked that in the past, and then just moving forward, where we would like to go with this council. And so we'll do, if we could all like introduce ourselves to the mayor, I think that will be nice, and then have her say a little bit about herself. And we'll start with Erica.
Hi, my name is Erica Dillard. I have been a part of the council for, 5 months? Been a couple months. I joined, I had put in my application probably a year and a half ago, though. I had wanted to get into the community and join at least a board and just do some community stuff. And diversity was one that was pretty important for me. I've worked with different, all types of different people.
I'll go next. I'm Karen Blackburn, and I've been on the council for a few years now. And the reason why I joined the council is because I was born and raised in the South. And so just moving here was, I was thrown into like a whirlwind. It was like completely different to me. It was foreign. But I liked it because I was like, I told my story a little bit before. I went to a all-black high school, and down in Louisiana, there are still certain parts of town you cannot go to. And as a matter of fact, I was just down there, me and my daughter visiting LSU, and it was still certain parts, like, it's like, okay, don't, we're not going to go to this area. Don't go to this area because it's not safe for people of color. And so I joined this council because diversity is important to me. I have kiddos that were born and raised in Fairbanks. And so far, we have not had any issues, but I know that there are still issues that are there that need to be talked about and need to be addressed. And I'm right across the street over at Northern Hope Center. I run a mental health drop-in center. So, yeah, I come over sometimes to visit. Next, we'll have Ms. Rogers go.
My name is June Rogers, and I've been part of this committee. It's not really a committee. It's a council. I always forget to say it that way. Part of this council since its inception, Mayor John Eberhardt appointed me to the beginning council, and I've been serving on it ever since. So it's about 14 years. 14? Something like that.
All right. Ms. Terry?
Well, it is so wonderful to be here. This is my first time being here, and I'm so glad that I was considered for CE, and thank you, June, for telling me about this position. I currently have a business downtown. We get a lot of the indigenous Alaskan folks coming through downtown, so I get to see firsthand some of the issues that downtown tends to have. So that's currently what my experience is becoming. But in the past, I have been very involved with spiritual gatherings in Tana Cross and in the Yukon, where we bring the elders together to share their wisdom and their stories and their spirituality. And it became a priority in my life. And so I would love to be able to be their voice, or, you know, if you need, you know, I have friends that if we need their voice, I can do research, and but I just love to be a part of the community in this facet with the Diversity Council, and I'm very glad to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we will have Mr. Marnie.
Well, I'm Lonnie Marnie. I'm on the city council. I'm the rep from the city council. I sat right over there where Ms. Blackburn sits. I've been on the council. This is my second term, so Ms. O'Neill appointed me to be the rep for this council again, so I've got to know most of you, and I'd like to see some progress. I really think this, if we're going to do anything in town, we should start doing it.
Thank you. Mr. Butler?
First of all, I'd like to express my appreciation and welcome our mayor to the meeting. I'm retired now, have been retired for years after working nearly 40 years or so, and veteran of the military and veteran of the boarding home institution systems and also of the past American Indian movement, where we were able to quell the termination process of all tribes in the nation. I spent all my working years up here after Northern Air Cargo with the oil biz, and the last big business my employer was Williams, and I was a member of the Diversity Council there. And the reason for that Diversity Council is different from here. That Diversity Council was in place because Williams has a single business model throughout the whole nation. And therefore, all their employees come from throughout the nation with a great deal of difference. And the corporation was there involved in trying to ease those differences and make everything work efficiently and smoothly as far as their business plan was going, which is operating pipelines. And it worked very, very well. I happened to be the only hourly paid employee on the council at the time. This is my second time on this council. Bumped heads with the previous mayor and left, and now I'm back, and I'm really happy to see how the council continues to perpetuate itself. And that's it.
Thank you. Jake?
Hi, everyone. I'm still Jake. I got to join the council when I became HR director for the city. It's one of the non-voting seats on the council so that I can speak to questions that we may have about what it's like for the employees here at the city, or help answer some of the internal pieces. But yeah.
Thank you. Danny?
I'm still Danny, and I'm still the clerk.
Okay. And now we'll turn it over to Mrs. O'Neill.
Or someone from the lower 48 comes to Fairbanks and says, wow, I can't believe how diverse your community is. And I think it's really true. We have a lot of different languages that are spoken. We celebrate a lot of different types of heritages, and it really is a place to celebrate that. So I thank you for your dedication to diversity in our community, and I'm really looking forward to working together on the future of this council.
Thank you. Ms. Webb?
Yes, thank you, Karen. My name is Juanita Webb. I work at Explore Fairbanks for the Community Engagement Manager. I've been on the council, I believe it's been 10 years, 10 or 12, I don't remember. Very excited about having you participate, Mayor, and look forward to working with you along with the rest of the group that we currently have seated.
Thank you, Ms. Webb. So let's move on to the...
Because it's starting to be multiplied here. When I said 14, I'm thinking in terms of the year 2014 when the council was first started. It was actually 11 years since then, and I've been on, so that needs to be corrected. And now, you're saying, and right now, even hearing that, maybe 12. No, it's not 12. We can't go there. 11 is our complete amount of time that we've been meeting here.
Okay. Thank you for that correction. Okay. So moving on to the new business, the review of the mission, the action plan, and a strategic discussion. And I will turn the floor over to Mayor O'Neill to lead this discussion.
I guess I want to start off this discussion and you know, just going back to, like, I think setting the tone that this can be a really and should be a really frank conversation. I intend to maybe ask some hard questions that don't seem, you know, that shouldn't be taken personally, but I'm just trying to get to the essence of what this council is and what everybody's intention is for being here. I know that your time is very valuable, and so is mine. So I want to see an outcome that we are all working towards and that we're feeling engaged with. And so I just asked for this time to have a strategic discussion, kind of look at the mission, and just ask the questions, is this working for us now, 11 years later, and if not, should, you know, if not, like, we don't need to solve that today. But that's work that we can start to do to make this a council that is reflective of where we are today as a community. So when I look at the mission, I guess let me take a little bit of a step back. Part of my communications background is facilitating meetings and doing strategic discussions. So I'll probably, like, fall into that facilitator role, and hopefully that's helpful. So when I look at the mission, usually missions have, you know, an action. It has something that says, that starts with two, very simply, like, you know, and I have some examples of, other, you know, mission statements. And when I read this mission statement, it seems passive to me. And this is just my opinion. It says, we recognize that we're a diverse community, we have a lot of ethnic backgrounds, cultures, and beliefs, and we recognize this is an asset for our community. Okay, well, we recognize that. That's, what does that mean? And then it says, the establishment of this council can provide the council and the borough assembly with advice and recommendations to promote equal opportunity for all members of the public. So after I read this, I think to myself, we're recognizing diversity and we're saying that we can offer recommendations and suggestions. It doesn't seem very active to me, and it seems, and it leaves me a little confused to what our direction should be. And so I'm going to stop there. That's my opinion. That's what I read into it, kind of being cold to this. And I'd just like to open the floor on any sort of other thoughts about the mission statement that that you all have. Opening up with, like, is it working for us? Do you think that it is reflective of what we're doing here today? Mr. Butler.
I feel that the mission statement and the DAP go hand in hand. And can't have one without the other, in other words. Both are old and it seems that they need continual refinement. Or let's put it this way, a serious look at both on a regular basis. And actually say in an agenda item on every so often, a particular period of time. The action plan itself is very old. the first time I was on the council, we worked hard at revisions and refinement, you might say, and didn't really succeed that well, right? I'd like to run through all 4 points in the DAP right now, and this will be brief, but it'll be a statement point. Item one is really a request from the mayor or city council to review internal processes. I don't remember that ever happening, or haven't heard of it ever happening. Item two, find money to implement the DAP. Again, I don't remember the council working at funding. Item three, it says that we seem to have access to the city policy and procedures. And I'm uncertain about that. And if we do have access, we've never seen policy and procedure for the city. And actually, because of that, there's no way, personally, I can get involved in that kind of a discussion without having it in front of me to get right in, let's put it that way. Right. And item four, the education point. And the big question here, are any of our council members qualified as educators in this issue here? Can any of us act as modified full-fledged educators for the mayor and city council? So here's my points.
Thank you. Anybody else?
This is Juanita. I'd be happy to go.
Yeah.
So in response to your question, and please understand for everybody on the council, I believe that there's things that we have done and we have made differences, but I've said all along that I think that there's things that we haven't. Mayor, I would tell you that there was probably a good year, if not more, that we did nothing more than just try to get a quorum. That was a real struggle. And over the last bit, it's been really good. In fact, I think, Danny has pulled before, how many times we've had quorum have we've not. We've asked people to leave the council because of lack of attending. We've had problems in the past with different mayors that would say one thing to us in our meeting and turn around and say something completely different when not in the meeting. So do I feel like we have been effective in the manner that I think we should be as a diversity council? No, not even close. I think we have made good inroads about having, like I said, a quorum so we can actually have meetings and discussions. We have a few things that we do every year and show up to and help Race Against Racism, the intertribal powwow, the Human Library. We're working on our second event of that. Friendship Day. I don't think I miss any, but I think that those are top. I think there's a lot more to uncover and to take care of within our community. There's people in our community that have no clue that we even exist. And when I first started, the room used to be full of people that wanted to discuss issues and how could we help. We don't have that anymore. We get giddy when people come in and sit down in our audience because it's just not something that we're used to have happening. So I think we have a great group of people that can help carry this forward. We just need to put some real it needs a kick. And there's quite a few things in the very beginning, the city processes and the internal city processes. We had committees that did all that stuff, and then that went away, and we trimmed down the EAP, and it just, there's no punch left in it. I think it needs to continue. Please be supportive of it, but it needs some punch in it.
Mayor, may I, as an ex officiato, have input here?
Please.
Well, the first thing comes to mind is low energy. We seem to go through an agenda and there's not much input, like people afraid to talk. No input, no energy. We seem to be behind the eight ball as far as events. You know, we have an events calendar here, but either we wait to the last minute to join, or we don't do it at all. And I think, I mean, it looks like there's a good group of people here, but it's the energy level just needs to, we need to get some excitement.
Coffee and chocolate an hour before. Okay, that's fine. It is 5 o'clock.
Can I say something at this point? I agree with all of the comments that have been said by each of the three people who have commented. And we would be here all night if I were to relate to you my experiences on this council, good and sad. I'm still here because I believe in the work that needs to be done. However, there has been so many circumstances of poor understanding, difficulties within council members at various different years, and the support of administration has always been excellent. However, our support from the mayor's office has had a very poor record. It's difficult to go forward with a lot of things if your leader is not on board, and our leader was defined as our mayor. And when we talk about funds, or there was some mention of dollars and whatnot, we didn't have a budget. Our budget was through the mayor's office. However, if you don't have that connectivity, that is not necessarily a benefit that's easily available. So it's been a number of years of bursts of energy with new persons going forward, creating ideas and possibilities and all that, and then it's been this kind of pushback to start all over. And this apathy that is being referred to here is something that has been very, very difficult. So I'm not real sure where our new starting point is. However, I've been serving on committees in this town for the last 40, 50 years. So to me, if you've got a couple of people in a room and you have an idea and you need to go forward with something, it can be done in this town. And I agree with what you're saying about the diversity. I think it's there and it's available. We just need to, I think, give ourselves a new hug and go forward and not be overly concerned about the past as a failure. I think that it's not a failure because we're still here.
Mm-hmm.
So I consider that a win. There's lots of possibilities for us to go forward, and I'll be here for the next 10 years. How's that? I pledge.
And we have some newbies, but
I was going
to
say,
hear.
I've only a couple months, but I'll kind of jump on everybody else's, what they said, piggyback, I guess you could say, that like leadership was brought up. It's hard to feel
that excitement if it's kind of stagnant. I know that when me and Karen went to the Friendship Day, it was kind of embarrassing. We had a completely bare table. And I think, Mindy, I actually, like, you and Scott had stopped by and I said something about we need swag. And then I spent the rest of, like, my night looking at different options, like little stickers that say Diversity Council, things that let people know in the community that we're here. Because we were just some table that had a brochure about us and some outdated information, and it was lackluster. And so I want to get people excited about it. I know there's some, like, I've never seen this diversity action plan, and I thought it was curious about the policy and procedures because I'm part of the policy, like, I'm the chair to the policy committee at my work. I'm like, oh, okay, I can do that. Education, you had brought up about your degree. When I got my master's in justice administration, my project was creating therapeutic family group homes in village hubs. And so, like, wow. that's the key pieces right there. Like, we've got all of this, education knowledge. And I'll say education as in just even experience with is an education, you know. If you've worked welding for 20 years, I would say you could probably teach it to somebody. You might not have the degree, but you have that knowledge. So I'm excited to see what it could be. I think leadership is a huge part of that, especially depending on the type of leader you are. My favorite is servant leadership. You're here for the people, and, you know, you lead them by that. And so hopefully we can become something like that. And have swag. Colorful. There's a lot of options, but, you know, there were a lot of people that stopped by that didn't even know who we were. So.
Mr. Butler?
This is based on my experience in all the work at my employment for all these years before I retired. Of all the councils I've been in and seen, I've experienced with, let's put it that way, it's very difficult for a council member, or even a new council member, to step in and play an active role unless there's a system in place, an infrastructure in place to where assignments can be made, responsibilities arise, and occasional reporting is involved. Kudos to those that are interested in joining councils. That's for sure. It's a volunteer effort. But that doesn't necessarily mean that the volunteers sitting in on a council is available right then and there to immediately begin work and produce. So I think this is an issue with our council here is working up a system or infrastructure to where on a regular basis we can review what we're doing and what to do about it and such. We see that happen now with the human library and it's essentially faltering, you might say, but it's still going. We see that at our these empty tables, you might say, at these functions that go on without anything there to tell a viewer as they come to the table of what's really going on, and without a method for the council member that's running the table to sit down with people and tell them what's going on here. This is what we're doing. Are you interested? So it's a sort of a recruitment thing. I think that's really what it is. It's just a matter of our leadership to begin this process and work things out and make a system that we can work with. Now, as far as the DAP goes, I'm back into that. There were 4 points in the DAP, and I commented on all 4 points, yes. None of these seem current now, which equals, of course, means we need to step in, review, and refine and make it current if we're going to have one at all. And I agree with the mayor about our mission statement. It's the same point there, to look it over and make it current. There's changes here in our city. For the mayor's benefit, I was born here 82 years ago. Drastic changes then, as far as I'm concerned. But it's ongoing. And so we can't have a boilerplate system all the time. It's got to be continually reviewed, regularly reviewed, let's put it that way, and maybe even refined because of the change we see. In the past, I don't know how many meetings now, I've just offhand commented about the military. And I feel I can say that because I'm a past military veteran. And seeing how both these bases here, actually four bases when you continue Fort Greeley, have expanded and grown and changed a great deal, drastically in fact, bringing in all these different personnel. Before that, and almost hand in hand, was a discovery in oil in Prudhoe Bay and the large immigration of people into the city to go to work in this oil biz. And then at the same time, ongoing issues that are not perpetual, but issues that all of a sudden blossom into major issues for us in the interior, for we indigenous people. It's a drastic loss of salmon. Yeah, I mean drastic. From village to village to village to village, a drastic reduction in acquiring meat for the winter. What has our own organization done here in town? My wife and I just received 2 boxes today because we're seniors. 1 box was a package of cut salmon, ready for the freezer. We didn't even have to process it. The other box was very, very healthy vegetables. It's amazing. This is the thing that our council needs to see and understand and get involved in. Thank you.
Thanks. Does anybody else want to comment on the mission or like that? Yeah. Well, I'm going to have Terry go first because she hasn't gone yet.
I didn't see you in my peripheral there.
No worries. I'm so glad you brought up the loss of fish has become a loss of culture, because the fish camps up and down the Yukon were an integral part of the Athabascan culture, and it has brought me great sorrow to see that the professional fishermen that are fishing the mouth of the river are allowed access to the fish, but not the people that have relied on it for centuries. And I know fishermen that fish those waters, and it seems like the almighty dollar has become a priority to the folks that are making those decisions. And I'm, you know, that has been on my mind. And if there was anything that we could do as a unit to at least be a voice for the culture and recognize how important that is for the people of this land. That was my first thing I'd like wanted to mention. The second one is, I was looking over the list of events, and we're missing quite a few. If we want to include, if we're a diversity council where all people are included, then, you know, do we draw the line at we don't have anything listed for any of the Jewish holidays? We don't have Christmas and Thanksgiving. There's an event that happens every November that is of great benefit to the indigenous culture here, and that's the Athabascan Music Festival. People come all the way from the Yukon and in beyond to it. Not only is it a gathering where it celebrates the culture with the food and the music, but the community of Fairbanks benefits greatly from having all of these folks coming and family members of people who live here too. So I really feel that that needs to be included. But we also have the Doyon annual meeting, the Yukon Quest, the Iditarod now, and the Unlimited North American. Those are also events that bring indigenous people to our community. I think that those things should be included. And Christmas. So those are the things I wanted to say.
Great. Well, I really appreciate all those comments, and I just want to just kind of repeat a few things that I heard. It sounds like the mission statement really should be a living document, or one that is in some way regularly reviewed, whether it's annually or whatever. We can, you know, decide that. Seems to me maybe there's, I think bylaws is probably too formal of a word, but maybe some like rules of engagement for the committee, so there's direction to something like that. So, you know, we're holding ourselves accountable. We've had issues with quorum. We need some pep and punch and energy. We're missing the community. We really want to have the community engage with this council, whether it's engaging them in public events or having them come here. Some funding would be appropriate and needed to help with that energy. And I think one thing I'm hearing is that we need a way to make this sustainable. So throughout different administrations and leaderships, that there is a strong base here that's able to continue on and be as flexible as it can to respond to the times, but also exist on its own, regardless of the position of the mayor or the administration. So I hope I captured that feedback well. I'm being cognizant of the time where we're scheduled to adjourn at 7 o'clock, but I guess what I'd like to suggest is that we do a work session together. I feel like this room is super formal for this council. Maybe there's another room in City Hall that would work better for us to be collaborative, to be interactive, to have a whiteboard. I'd be willing to do a strategic planning day and, you know, make it something that we can go through the mission and then we can look at our calendar and we can maybe pick a couple of events throughout the year, start small with things that are either ongoing, like the human library, where is that, you know, or other events that we may want to do, and then build on that as a way to build momentum. And then also, I think as a part of that is looking at who is here and who isn't here and who should be here as to make this a really good committee. So I guess I'm proposing that, and I can work with Danny. I would propose that we don't do it until the first of the year. Just let me get my feet underneath me, and let's get through the holidays. I can work with Danny on a time, but I'm seeing heads nod. Does that seem like a good path forward? Absolutely. To just kind of hit a reset button? And I can, you know, we can refine that. I'm just kind of proposing this right now, but yeah.
Okay, sorry. I love this idea about the table that I heard at the Friendship. And, you know, at all of these events, like at WIO and the powwow and all this, it'd be wonderful to have a diversity table where it's kind of a sounding board for folks to come up and maybe state when they see diversity council, what would they like us to do? And I think if we had some sort of survey paperwork that they could fill out, you know, how do they view the diversity in our community and what changes would they like to see? I think that would give us a sense of direction as well.
Yeah. Okay. And then I just did a little bit of research of some ideas that struck me that maybe could get our wheels turning in the next couple months. I'm happy to send this out so you can have more time to look at it. But for example, in Huntington, West Virginia, there's a program called Open to All, and it's working with the business community who subscribe to a particular type of diversity theory. And there's a decal that they put on their window so they know, you know, anybody who's shopping or who is in our town would know that their business is open to all. In Jacksonville, North Carolina, One City is the campaign. They have a One City moment where the public can provide input into the administration that acknowledges somebody in the community that has done a great thing, to acknowledge them either at a city council meeting, social media, that sort of thing. There's a couple of diversity calendars that I just thought were really interesting to your point that really spanned a whole lot. So, you know, we could celebrate every day of the year if we wanted to. In LA, there's an equity index that looked at areas by census and created different types of criteria and weighed them. So the diversity council was able to know where there were areas of poverty or whatever it was that they were trying to index. I guess one thing that I've noticed a lot, and the you know, to your point that maybe we're a little outdated, is a discussion on hate and extremism that is really a part of our rhetoric today. Mm. And I wonder if whether or not that fits here in the Diversity Council. That would be something I'd like to explore with y'all. I've actually gone to a few trainings on hate and extremism, and there's some ways that communities can be proactive in those sort of situations and topics. So those were just some things that got my brain going that may be helpful as well. So thank you for rearranging the agenda and for allowing me to kind of talk about this under new business. Let's plan for a strategic discussion where we have, you know, some time. Maybe it's not a full day, but, you know, some time where we can walk through, and I'm happy to put that together and lead that, and let's hit reset. That sounds good to everybody. So I'm going to pass the meeting back over to you, Ms. Blackburn.
Thank you. I think that's a great idea. I think everybody's head was nodding in the right direction.
Good.
Okay. So we will move on to unfinished business. And so first up, we have Human Library Update, and the event coordinators are Mr. Marnie and Ms. Webb. Any update?
There is, and Lonnie, I apologize for not calling you before. So as we discussed before, moving it to January just because of time frame, I leave Thursday for 2 weeks to visit family and for the holiday. We do have dates available to us in January, so what would be really nice to forward is that if, and Danny, I apologize for doing this to you, but if everyone could email Danny tonight or tomorrow what your lack of availability is in January. Tell me whichever is the easiest to write down, either everything that you're available or everything you're not available, so that I can meet back with the library again with Josh and schedule that. And then Lonnie, I can give you a phone call and we can continue with that. I have eight people so far. And then a couple that are on the sidelines just because I'm waiting on dates like this, like with Herb, with you. So if you guys could all send Danny your dates that you would be available in January so that I can go to, or Lonnie and I can go to Josh and coordinate that.
Thank you, Ms. Webb. Danny, is that okay if everybody, you want us to email you dates that we're not available or dates that we are?
Just some parameters, Ms. Webb. Can I ask a question? We're wanting this to be like on a weekend, on a Saturday. Is that the general? Okay. Is it okay if I send out a doodle poll? That would be the easiest. And then everybody can respond to that.
That works great for me.
I'll do that tomorrow.
Thank you, Danny.
Thank you. Next we have up is the resolution, the recommendation for a city council on the reading of the land acknowledgement. And Ms. Shockley is absent today. She was the one that brought this up again and wanted us to have a discussion about it. Did anybody else,
Erin, may I make a comment?
Yes.
So I think we have a twofold thing here. I think that personally, and I'll make a resolution saying so, that I think we should support it and go further. But I think also, you know, we've talked about in the past about attendance, and I know that her attendance has become an issue. Just throwing that out there. But as far as the resolution, I would like to make a motion that we support the resolution and approve it and forward it to City Council.
Okay. Do we have a second?
A second.
Okay. Any objections? All right. Moving forward, we have the calendar of events, and that's for information only. There's a few dates that we probably should add in there, Danny. So I'll email you some other community events that I know are going on as well that we can add to that calendar. And then we also had the race against racism that Ms. Webb wanted to be added as well as unfinished business. Did you have an update on that?
Just to let everybody know that I've secured the finances again for the $200 for the basically the race restoration through the city. So that's a burden off of us and them as well. They still haven't completely picked a date. They went to the meeting the other night for the people in town that figure out who gets to run races so that everybody's not racing the same weekend. But he did contact through email, and we've sent back and forth a couple times, still wants us to be involved if all possible, like we have in the past, as long as Diversity Council is willing to do so. I just need to let him know that.
Does anybody have any objections to still being involved with the race against racism? I know last year I went and I enjoyed myself. I just think that we should, once we get those dates, we should kind of help them to push that information out a little bit more so we can have a little bit more participation.
I didn't participate last year, but I did the year before. And I can say that it is a really positive activity with many people in the community joining together in a very, very very close, friendly way of activity in our community. People are exuberant with each other, and it's a wonderful day, and I think that we need to be part of that.
Thank you. Okay, so moving on to member comments.
And if I may, I apologize. I actually have another meeting in 20 minutes on a different side of town, so I'm going to sign off if you don't mind. Thank you, Mayor, for being in attendance. Appreciate that. And thank you to everyone that is on this council and what you do.
Thank you. Okay, member comments. Erica, did you have any comments?
And my only comment at this point, so we were talking about the May 31st, and I'm looking at some of these, and my hesitation in some of this is, like, I already know my kid's going to have a baseball tournament that weekend. And so, like, there's a lot of things that I want to do to be more involved, but I have two different boards that I'm on that are coming under scrutiny. But the times that I'm available, I'm 100% available to it. That's why I was saying, oh, the policy committee, like, those are things that, like, if I'm emailed or whatever, I can, or brought here, I can help. But some of the activities are a little bit more difficult. You know, it was good that it worked out that for the Friendship Day, I just left before my kid's soccer game. So life is busy, but for the things that I can attend and, you know, I will put my all into it. I feel a little bit bad because, you know, with the co-chair thing, I didn't accept it because, one, I wanted to dip my toes in before jumping headfirst into something, and time constraints. Like, I don't want to say I can do something if I can't do it. So for the things that I can, I absolutely will. I just wanted to put that out there since she had just said something about it, and all I could think is I already know what I'm doing that weekend. So that's my only comment. And I am all for swag and designing stuff if I need to. So, again, I'll put that out there.
Thank you. But that date isn't set yet. This was for 2025, so we don't know it yet for that date. Ms. Rogers, any comments?
Well, my main observation and my comment and my feelings about the future are all summed up into the circumstance of us observing a leader in our midst, and that is what we have lacked for quite some time now, and there's all sorts of possible directions,
but many of those things were not necessarily able to work together in a way that propelled us forward in a very substantial way. Every person who came into these meetings and spoke and volunteered and hoped and all that sort of energy that went there, it was all good, and it kept us in a holding pattern for quite some time now. But I don't see that as our situation now. I see us that we are in a solid position with a leader where we're going to be going forward. And I also understood from some of your comments, Mayor, that you had spoken with Mayor Eberhardt regarding establishing this. Had you not? Did you say that? Yes. And so you have an understanding of what his dreams and hopes were. And I thank each and every one of you who are still here hanging out to make those dreams and hopes a reality, because they most definitely are getting a really good boost of reality of someone who understood the person who began all of this and also understands the necessity of what needs to happen in order to take us further. And I think we're on very, very good, stable ground right now. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Norman?
I, too, may not be able to do the race against racism. I have a store downtown, and I can only do it if it's on a Monday or Tuesday. Those are the only days I'm not working. But I think it's a wonderful thing, and if I can pull it off, I will. But I just wanted to kind of give you a heads up. I will also be sending a list of what I think are important events that should be we should consider to be on the list. So I'll send those items I'll email them to Danny. And I, too, am very happy that we have a mayor that is, I don't know, so community-based and sounds like some fresh ideas. And I just want to say I'm on your team, and I'm so thrilled to be a part of this team. It seems like between us we have a lot of experience in this community, and I think if things cross our path, it's nice to be able to express our thoughts on them and maybe come up with an action plan on how we can improve things in the community. And like I said, I'm in the trenches there, where my store is right downtown. And so hopefully I'll have more things to offer in the meetings in the future. So I'm very happy to be a part of this diversity council. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Butler.
Again, thank you, Mayor, for being here, and everyone else for also being here, getting involved in a very, very important program here. I do have a request, though, and that's as an agenda item on our next meeting, a report from the mayor on the condition of our city. I think it's been a long time coming, and it's worthwhile, and it'll be of interest to every one of us. In my previous membership, remember every single meeting, the police department was represented here, and there was an ongoing report of a severe shortage and problems with bringing up the ranks of the police department and such. Saw in a fairly recent news article that ought to be fulfilled in the next year or so. That's good news. And so I think, like I said, it's a good idea for all of us to understand the health of our city. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, go ahead.
Actually regularly attended our meetings, but then he and the chief of staff and others began working more directly with and through relations with it, with the city police. They still do also request that we volunteer to help interview persons when they're hiring and that sort of thing. And so there's still some connection there. It's just not quite as visible as it was, but I'm glad you brought that up.
Thank you for that. Mr. Marnie, any comment?
Well, I look forward to the future.
Thank you. Mr. Merritt, any comments?
I have nothing for myself, but I'm excited that all of you seem excited. So.
Okay. Danny, any comments?
There is no regular meeting in December, but there is still a gathering scheduled for this body that will be advertised, so we'll be okay with the OMA. And it's a potluck, which is what the group wanted. I don't know. I'm going to be sort of unavailable that whole week before that meeting, and not here during that time either. So if things need to happen organization-wise before then, the mayor will also be gone. Then please let me know far in advance if I can help or how I can help.
Okay. Thank you. Mayor, any comments? Thank you. I just wanted to say welcome to Ms. Norman and thank you for joining us. We're excited to have you on board. Also that I'm excited to move forward for this new year. And I think that it's going to be a good thing. I am kind of like the fun mom. So when we come to these meetings and sometimes it's in this room, I agree with the mayor, like it's so formal and I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of like the down home girl. Like, maybe can we sit at a table? But so I appreciate, you know, you bringing that suggestion as well to, you know, kind of move it, shift it to somewhere different. But I'm excited. And so I am looking forward to the future and thank everyone for being here. Okay. So just keep take note of our meeting dates. As Danny said, that our next regular meeting is January the 13th of 2026, and then the December 9th is a informal potluck gathering. So I'm excited to see what everyone brings. And so now we can adjourn the meeting. Any objections? No? All right. Thank you, everybody. Athene, no? Mm-hmm.